listening to episode number 1842 of the Who Cares News for Monday, October 26, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday. I know it's what we all live for, is Monday.
Well, for me, it's my last week off.
That's right. You still have some time off.
Yep.
Oh, that's good. Good for you. You're healing up okay?
Healing up.
All right. Good for you. Good for you. Glad you're sitting up and taking nourishment.
I am. And it's my last week off of work. Dadgummit.
We should all be born rich and wealthy and retired. It's time for a little random facts for you this morning.
All right,
How about that? Tinder, OkCupid, Match.com, Hinge, Plenty of Fish, and several more online dating services are, believe this or not, all owned by the same company. I did not know that.
No, really?
I don't know if it's for real. It's here on the random facts for today.
Wow.
Tinder, OkCupid, Match.com, and Hinge. And Plenty of Fish. So I'm thinking Match.com is probably the big owner of all of that. That's crazy. That's
interesting.
Crazy.
Interesting.
I know, right? Louis C.K., Matt LeBlanc, and Joe Rogan were all in the same high school graduating class, the class of 85 at Newton North High School in Newton, Massachusetts. Wow.
No way.
Way. Yeah. Joey, how you doing?
How you doing?
And Louis C.K., who, of course, has been blacklisted. Joe Rogan with the most popular podcast on the planet. Man. All Newton, Massachusetts.
He?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Oh, yeah.
What was it with Newton, Massachusetts?
Don't know. There's something in the water. Made famous people. Employees at Ben & Jerry's get 3 free pints of ice cream every day.
What?
And here's the kicker. They also get a free gym membership. Thank the maker. Thank the maker. Oh, my God. And this is going to make you feel old. The Jetsons. In the Jetsons, George Jetson is 40 years old. Jane is 33, and their daughter Judy is 16. That means George was either 23 or 24, and Jane was either 16 or 17 when they conceived Jane. Who figures this crap out? That's a little bit much for me. All right.
George?
George. Well, in those days, 16 or 17 was kind of, it's not really
you're
different.
16, you're beautiful.
Oh, my God.
And you're mine.
All right, it's time to move on from creepy things to a creepier Who Cares News. What's going on this morning?
It's a wrap for Felicity Huffman, who's finally put the college admissions scandal firmly in her rearview mirror.
Oh, it's in the rearview.
Yeah.
I thought she was done already.
Well, she's reached the finish line before Lori Loughlin even got started. Congratulations, Felicity.
There you go. Congrats.
Too bad for you, Lori and Becky.
Still got to do it.
Yep. So Felicity's officially off supervised release, and her legal team says she's completed all other aspects of her punishment, including her 2-week prison stint and 250 hours
which
of community service.
Wasn't 2 weeks.
Right.
So 7 days.
Isn't that just
pathetic? Yeah, I know.
Pathetic.
I know it's pathetic.
They can't even have him do the whole 2 weeks.
I know. Well, now we let people go, because of COVID. So we don't do prison anymore here in California.
Even for really bad stuff.
Yeah, well, not for totally bad stuff. But
there's some bad stuff.
Yeah, if you're on death row, you ain't going.
I know. Yeah. COVID, whatever.
Whatever.
With Felicity finishing her sentence,
yeah,
all eyes are now on Aunt Becky. Not that they weren't, because it's, Felicity Huffman.
Yeah, right.
Okay, whatever.
she was on Desperate Housewives. Give her a break.
Okay.
She was something at one time.
It
wasn't like Lori Loughlin was the star of Fuller House or Full House.
No, she was
a side star.
I know, but she was still Aunt Becky.
Yeah.
John Stamos is one that got away.
Yeah, well, in this case, John's probably happy that she did.
He,
I'm just going to say. Putting that out there.
All right, so all eyes are on Aunt Becky, who has to surrender to the Bureau of Prisons by...
When?
November 19th.
Oh, wow.
Just in time for the holidays.
Now, you know what? She won't stay, though, because of COVID. She'll surrender, they'll rubber stamp her, they'll book her into jail, and then they'll send her home with a bracelet on her ankle. I guarantee you, because they will not have people in prisons right now because of COVID. Aunt Becky... Pick the right time to go to jail. 2020, there you go. Anyway, but she's still going to have to pick up trash on the side.
You've probably seen the little meme. It has this, has a big old 2020 right in the front yard.
Yeah.
That's the scariest thing I could think of.
That's the scariest decoration for Halloween.
All right, so Aunt Becky, all right, you just let us know when you're going in so we can talk about it, okay?
Yeah, well we will. You know we will.
Hey, Kate Beckinsale and Goody Grace. They've called it quits.
Golly.
Golly gee.
Why am I not surprised? He's getting too old for her.
Probably so.
You know?
Yeah.
He's probably inching up there towards 25.
A source confirms to people that Kate, 47-year-old Kate, and the Canadian rapper who is 23.
Right. Half her age. Half her age, yeah.
Well, they split earlier this month.
In fact, she wasn't like Jane Jetson. If she was Goody's mom, she would have been 24. She beat Jane Jetson. There was no 16, 17 thing.
George. It's
Jane,
not a big
his
deal.
Wife. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, sorry. Continue.
And I'm a creeper.
A creeper. All right, who's the creeper here?
It's
look, I mean, Kate Beckinsale is the best looking cougar in the world. I mean, come on now. Want to make a Netflix
about George
series
Jetson.
About her.
All right, so, Kate. All right, so a source says.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not a big deal for Kate.
It's not a big deal. No.
It's great for Kate to have him around during the lockdown. I bet it was. Hubba, hubba.
Oh, my God.
So, it's like, well, we have to get her a pet.
You know, it would be great to have around for the lockdown would be Halle Berry. To hell with, you know, what's his name? Goody Grace.
And the source adds, you know, Goody's young and he has other priorities than her, and that Kate totally gets
it. You think he's got other priorities than her. But you know what? Huh. She's still a cutie.
Well, you know,
she's got
for
a few
lockdown,
more years of cutie.
It's like she had her people go and search and say, okay, I need a lockdown buddy. Go find one.
Yeah, but you know what? She'll find another. It's like she hasn't changed her tune. The day that you come in here and you report the fact that Kate Beckinsale is dating somebody her own age, I will. Well, okay, maybe the 30s too. I might have
or
a little 20s. Bit of a coronary. I just might.
You just might, but you won't.
I won't.
No.
No. But I would love to have been locked up with Halle Berry. I'd still like to be locked up with her. Anyway, that's it for us today.
Hallie, I'm sorry.
Have yourself a great day. See you tomorrow, and
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.